The writers and illustrators of the future. They've been providing a means for new and budding writers to have a chance for the creative efforts to be seen and acknowledged. Welcome to Chatting with Sherry. Tonight we're going to talk with the cast of Sherry's Playhouse's production of Cyrano. I'm really excited. Tonight's a big night. We're going to hear the cast interview now, and later on tonight, the premiere of Cyrano. So here's the cast. Enjoy. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Hi, Sherry.
So we are here to chat about our plays, Cyrano. How do you guys feel about doing a classic that's been a little rewritten? And I'm sure that Everett will want to talk about that, but just first, how do you feel about doing a classic?
I think it's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I agree. It's nice to get to something that you know the background of it and are able to portray a character that is a classic, as you said.
It's got a lot of history. Long history.
Yeah.
Do you feel that it still speaks to everyone, even though it's kind of old? I do.
It speaks to everyone.
Yes.
Especially
Go ahead, Mo.
I was going to say, you know, I think it speaks to everyone even more now than it did then, because you know, we have social media, so you have people who are hiding behind a computer screen being Cyrano and afraid to really reveal who they are. So I think that, I mean, just my personal opinion is, I think that this story kind of shows that you can be behind the scenes, but you're going to miss out on the really beautiful things if you're not willing to step up and step forward.
True.
If only everyone online were as eloquent and smart as Cyrano.
That's true. And witty. And witty and humorous.
It would be a very different place.
Well, it's about being insecure, too. And it's not like insecurity has gone away.
No.
Because Cyrano is actually, despite all the confidence, he's obviously insecure, which is why he helps his rival instead. I'm sure you're familiar with the movie Roxanne that
mm-hmm.
Steve Martin. Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which was
yeah.
a very modern take on Cyrano.
It's actually,
those and all.
It's actually my favorite Steve Martin movie.
it's a great movie. It really is. And so you can put the story of Cyrano into any age, really, because it plays on the very human emotions and our insecurities.
Also,
yes.
Getting thirsty for hot men. You know, ladies, etc. Getting thirsty for.
Okay, Everett. Since you wrote it, what inspired you to set it during the Revolution?
You know, I don't know what it was. That inspired it. I can tell you, I was sitting at my friend Bill's house, and I was sitting in his upstairs, and we were getting ready to go to a performance of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde that I had written for him, and we had talked about doing Cyrano. We had actually just watched Roxanne the night before, and I was like, what can I do to make this different and yet still the essence of the story. And I knew that because I was writing this for a very small community theater on a commission at first, and I didn't know if they'd be able to pull off an assortment of French accents, you know? So large cast, 10 characters, I didn't know. And I was like, well, I can set this in America, but I still want to keep Cyrano French. And
so you hired an Englishman, right?
With a really good French accent.
Yes. Kind of like just thought the Revolutionary War would really work, because it was a time when France was really working closely with America. I was reading a book about Lafayette, called Lafayette in These United States by Sarah Vowell. And I think it was just kind of a culmination of these different factors.
I think you did a great job. It's really a good script.
Well, it comes from, my writer friends and I often joke about sometimes you gotta cut your wrists and bleed on the page. And when we're talking about the insecurities and the, you know, hiding behind the computer and all that, and these are all things that I'm sure other people can relate to, but I know that I can relate to, and so a lot of my own insecurities were poured on to the page. I was cutting my wrists and bleeding onto the page.
Yeah, I understand that completely. Ray, this is the first Sherry's Playhouse you've directed. Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it to a degree.
To a degree.
It was scheduling everything out, and that was probably the most difficult thing. And when I had the fewer cast members, it was able to actually put some input into it that I felt was necessary. But I have to say, you guys made it easy. You were great all the way through. And I don't have a lot of words. But you guys were great. And it was a lot easier with you guys knowing what you were doing and doing what you were doing. It made my job a whole lot easier.
Well, I think that's wonderful. I think it's interesting what you were saying, because you know, as someone who has had to do scheduling, that is not my favorite thing.
Yeah.
And it was sort of nice to pass it to someone else when I told Ray about it.
There were many nights I wanted to go out and tip a few.
When I was telling Ray about it and stuff, when we were discussing him directing, he said, "You sound way too enthusiastic about handing it over to me." I go, "Yeah, I'm really excited about that part."
Yeah. I understand why now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's like...
I had a great time doing it.
It's like a giant puzzle you've got to put together, and you got to be really delicate.
But like I said, the cast, you guys are great. So
now I'm going to go through the cast and ask each of you about, you know, your part and all that. So I'm going to start with Charlie, who plays Cyrano. So why don't you tell a little bit about how you feel about the part and working on the show and this particular adaptation?
I wish we'd had these questions in advance. Well, it's lovely to be back at Sherry's Playhouse after 2 or 3 years or something.
Yeah, it's been a while, Charlie.
Together.
We've missed
back
you.
In the day. And, yeah, and, well, I, yeah, I'm So there's that, which was lovely. I spent the first month of rehearsals in a completely different time zone in the UK. That did not work out. As for the part, well, what fun. When you first emailed me, Sherry, my first concern was how does one do the French accent without sounding like an outrageously French comedy caricature? Yeah, no,
you sound like the Candlestick in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, we've been taking the piss out of French since the Norman Conquest. You know what I mean? We have a long history of that. Hard not to slip into parody, one maintains this sort of a comedy. I mean, it's a very funny script. Everett's not out of the park. Any aspects, comedy not least. What was the question?
How did you feel about this adaption?
Well, I think I just said it's excellent. Yeah, cracking, superb.
And you like being back at Sherry's Playhouse, right?
I do. It's been it has been lovely, actually, having somebody to talk to.
Yeah, I know. It's always nice to have somebody to talk to, isn't it? Okay. Thank you, Charlie. Next up is Ariel. And she plays...
Why, hello.
Hi, Ariel. Long time no talk.
I know. It's so strange, like, not having you part of the rehearsal process, but it's great to be back on the show.
I know. It's been weird. To explain to the audience, I had a couple of writing deadlines, and I'm still working on one of them, and I had to focus on my writing. I couldn't do Chatting with Sherry and Sherry's Playhouse and write. I found that out. So Ray, a gentleman, came and said, yes, I will do the direction. I have been part of it in different ways as a producer, but no, I haven't been in rehearsal very much. So it's really great to hear everybody. Okay, Ariel, why don't you tell us a little bit about your character? And from Roxanne, right?
No,
we recast her.
I love that we kept the two lead characters' names. I'm not sure who else was in the original version. I know, definitely not George Washington.
No, George was not in it.
Christian.
Oh, yeah, it's Christian.
Christian was in it, yeah.
So, yes, I, as Roxanne in this version, I'm the niece of a council member of Congress. And, she, you know, of course she falls in love with Christian, but she's not actually falling in love with Christian. She's falling in love with Cyrano's words. And it's a lot of fun. It's a comedy of errors, I guess.
Yeah, it's actually one of the first serious comedy of errors. Not serious, but you know what I mean. Other than after Shakespeare, and Molière. but did you find it? I mean, it's a different kind of a role for people.
For sure.
Because she's such an intelligent woman, and there weren't that many intelligent women in theater back then that this was written that way. It was like, whoa!
Right, she's looking for her match intellectually, and she thinks she might have found it in this gorgeous young man, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Stay tuned, everybody. Okay, let's see, next up, Hugh, you're playing Christian, since you've been brought up such a lot, why don't you tell your part, what do you think about it?
I am, and thank you for having me on, Sherry. I play Christian. I'm a captain in the military and the aide-de-camp to Cyrano. I'm extremely handsome and debonair, but I'm not necessarily the brightest bulb on the tree, so as far as the as this take on Cyrano goes, I think it is very enjoyable. I really had a good time playing this part. There's a lot of comedy involved in it, and you know it's kind of understated, but it's pretty funny, and I enjoyed it a lot. And I think this is a really nice adaptation. It was a great group of people to work with on this, and I had a lot of fun, and I appreciate being on it, and I hope to do more.
I can't wait to hear. I mean, I heard you guys before, but I'm really looking forward to hearing you in the final rehearsal and recording. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great. okay. So next up, I'm trying to go boy, girl, boy, girl. so let's see.
The order of your children or what?
Well, since I don't have any, no. Unless you're talking about my cat pie. let's see. Liz. So, I'm sorry, Liz. I can't.
Hello.
Hi, Liz. Long time no talk.
Hi.
I forgot the name of your character. I'm sorry.
Beth.
Why don't you tell us a little
another
bit about...
Another derivation of the name Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Beth and how you feel about the adaptation and how you felt about doing the show?
Oh, I love this adaptation. It's really great. I have seen Roxanne, and it's long been a very fun favorite of mine. I love Steve Martin very much.
Mm-hmm.
Beth is Roxanne's best friend and really wants the best for her, but I think Beth also really wants to be the matchmaking heroine of the story, and we'll stop at nothing to make sure that Roxanne realizes that she's actually fallen for Cyrano and not for Christian. So,
yeah,
I think she does a good job of that. She's rather insightful, I think. Although at first she does get caught up in the hotness that is Christian, but she comes to her senses and helps Roxanne do the same. So. It's a good role. It's fun.
I think it's great.
And
you, this is a different kind of part for you for Sherry's Playhouse. Have you been enjoying it?
Yes, very much. Yes, it's a very fun part.
Cool.
Yep.
Thank you. And like I said, I miss everybody, so I'm going to say that probably a lot. okay. Next up, Jay.
Hi there.
Hi, and I forgot the name of your character, too.
Gilbert.
Also known as...
Gilbert, the Marquis de Lafayette.
Which is, like, a really cool character to have during the Revolutionary War.
Oh, he's a lot of fun.
Because he paid for it. So you're rich. You're rich, you're a soldier, you're nice, you're...
Okay, I'll take rich, I love that part.
Yeah.
It's fun being on this, you're in the role, you being over here because, you know, the Lafayette was here during the Revolutionary War trying to help bring the French over and aiding with all that, and all of a sudden getting to be, you know, Cyrano's best friend. I mean, when I first read this, I'm going, well, who is this? And I saw the Marquis de Lafayette, I'm thinking... Like, really? And I had no idea that Lafayette's first name was Gilbert. And then getting to go this thing and the back and forth that I get to do with Charlie is so much fun because he has just been so fun to work with. And then, of course, I still remember that question you asked me a few months ago, which is, can you do a French accent?
Mm-hmm.
And my response was, well, I will. And, I mean, I studied best I could. I got into books. I got into videos, learning everything I could. And I was really lucky that one of our other ladies on this cast is actually a French speaker. And she spent a couple of hours with me one day, and she really helped me work through so much of this. And I'm just so appreciative to you, Mo. And just thank you so much on everything there. I've had the best time doing this role. And one of the big things is remembering to keep my microphone muted, because when I'm listening to some of the other characters, I'm struggling not to laugh out loud at them. I'm enjoying the whole play so much.
Yeah, that's a very important thing to stay muted.
Seconded.
unmute when you're supposed to come on, because that's really important.
That's why I have all my lines highlighted, so I can see they're coming up. I look over to unmute.
The audience won't know, but this is really serious, because a lot of times, because we don't see each other, we're going by cues, strictly by line cues, people forget to unmute.
Or technology gets persnickety and won't unmute.
Yeah, that happens too. It gets stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, that is, when we were doing this live, it was hell. So that's one good thing about recording. okay, thank you, Jay. Next up will be Mo, Jay's French teacher. Hi, Mo. Long time no talk.
Hi there. Hi there. I know, long time no here.
Oh, we're going southern, are we?
Well, you know, Margaret May, she is. Now, if you want to know anything about Margaret May is the great-great-grandmother of Blanche Devereaux from the Golden Girls.
I love it. I love it.
Matter of fact, that's exactly where I got Margaret May from. I was like, who is that shallow and is sexually frustrated, you know, in this whole past, and needs someone who's strong and silent so that she can be the one in charge? Well, guess what? Yeah, it was Margaret May. So I think that, like, deep down, she's like a part of my soul sister right there. So don't tell my husband.
It's funny because Rue was not from the South, but when I did my one Golden Girl episode, she talked Southern all the time. That was all, she did not talk her normal way at all. She was always talking like she was from the Deep South. So it was amazing. that was the way she worked. Yeah, but you do a good accent. I mean, if you're being Blanche, you're doing right on.
Well, thank you. Matter of fact, Jay and I have talked about this. He's like, you know, you're doing that right. And I'm like, yeah, just like butter.
And how are you?
South know how to say things.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so how do you feel about the adaption?
I love it. I really do. I read the original Cyrano. I was in community theater, did that one when I was much younger. I was just part of the chorus cast. But I love this because the characters are so colorful. And I know it's not just the characters, it's the actors that really bring them to life. But they are so colorful, and I love the fact that it's set in the Revolutionary War, so we get a different take on it. Like, you know, what would happen if it came over here to the States? Well, you know, we have to have a little bit more bravado of George Washington right there. So, but I think it's fantastic. I think, Everett, you did a beautiful job.
I agree. I agree.
Thank you.
Okay. Next up will be, let's see, Everett. You're playing Georgie.
Yeah, I am.
And what's the name of your other character that you're playing?
I am also playing Johnny.
Johnny. Yes.
Johnny.
Johnny is not very bright, but he's funny.
That scene is the most heavily inspired by Steve Martin's Roxanne out of the whole thing. And when presented with the opportunity, I jumped at it. It's a fun little role. There's not much to it, but he's dumb and tries to start fights that he can't win.
Yeah, he sure does. And how do you like playing Mr. Washington?
It's a role that I didn't think I'd ever get to play. When I was, you know, writing this, I sometimes look at different characters in there and go, oh, I can play them or I can't play them or that sort of thing. And Washington was certainly one that I was like, I'll never get the chance to play Washington. And I was okay with that. But then when Ray suggested it, I was, yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to say no to this role because I think what I do with Washington kind of, you know, we capture a lot of the comedy in the show, but also the heart. And he's kind of the catalyst that brings everything to a head is coming onto the scene.
That's true. Definitely a catalyst. Okay. Janae, our narrator. I remember that. It was very good, Sherry. Hi, how are you? Haven't talked to you in a long while.
I know. I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
And are you enjoying doing narration? You haven't done that in a while.
I haven't. This is the first time I've narrated one of the plays.
Oh, I thought you did one earlier.
No, I've been a cat, I've been a dog, and I've been one of the characters, but this is the first time I've heard it.
Yes, she's our resident animal. In fact, we just reprised I forgot the name of it, the tale that Lee and Dan wrote. Yes. And and she was a cat.
Which really started because I kept doing the cat during rehearsals.
Yeah. Because I do a pretty good cat myself, but she does a much better cat, so I cast her.
Yeah, I'm really good at purring.
That's one thing I'm not good at. I can do the meows and mews and all that, but I can't do the purring. See, she's really good. So, have you enjoyed doing narration? Because it is different, and it is an art. So, you're the one who holds everything together.
This is a little different than the narration in the other plays. It's more like beginning and end caps, and sometimes just announcing like the chapter title, so to speak. So, this is a little different than our radio plays narration normally is. But yeah, I've been having fun with it.
Cool. Let's see. And last but not least, in the actor part of it, Ray. And I forgot your character's name too. Sorry.
I'm Jack.
And you're Johnny's buddy.
We're brothers. Brothers.
Brother.
Which is really fun.
And I'm
Jack
the smarter
and
of the two.
Nicknames for John.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm the smarter of the two brothers, but not by that much. I really, to say that I'm the smarter of the two, yeah, well, and he's not too bright either.
Well, that's okay.
We're sort of the Tweedledee and the Tweedledum of the group. Yeah.
So did you?
We don't know what we're getting into, but we get into it anyway.
Did you?
Yeah.
Now this is a question I have because I know I've directed. Was it weird switching back and forth between acting and directing? Because you can't really hear yourself, so it's like, and it's all your voice. How did you feel about doing the directing and acting, even though it was a small part?
Well, and I've never been in that position before when I've directed live stage, even though I have, there's been times that I've seriously considered it, considering the fact that, oh my gosh, we've got actors that aren't here. But it is one of those that
Yeah, I scared the heck out of me.
I know how you feel.
I really don't. When I see actors that direct themselves in film, I sometimes don't quite get it. I'm going, that's dealing with too many variables, so to speak.
Well, they have an advantage because thanks to Jerry Lewis, they have a playback in the camera so they can see what they've done. So unlike us, we do not have a playback. We don't know what we've done. We have to go and ask, is that okay, everybody?
No, but Ray hasn't ever, he's not afraid to say, I really fucked.
Yeah. I get a full critique when we work together, and sometimes it's scary. That's why I feel like I can get away with what I say to him when I say things to him.
I also want to mention that this is going to be, we have a award-winning composer doing the music, David Raiklin. He's actually done a theme for Cyrano and a theme for Roxanne, and some really gorgeous music for The Interplay. Did you play any of it for the cast, Ray?
No.
Why would we share that with the cast?
Well,
it was just one of those frivolous things out there.
It's really beautiful. His work is just stunning. At least I think so. I don't know. I know Ray and Everett both have heard it. What do you guys think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful, and I can't wait for everybody to hear it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just really beautiful. So I didn't want to not mention David because he's really being kind to help us out, and we all appreciate it.
Much applause to him.
Yes. Okay, so to wind up, does anybody have any closing remarks about wonderful Cyrano and the part, and or just any little closing remark you want to make?
Remember the
start.
Yep, what Charlie said first, remember to vote if you can.
Oh, yes.
And
I didn't say who for, though, did I?
No, you didn't.
I just want to say that this cast is supremely talented, much more talented than my words deserve.
Oh, poo Everett.
For sure. Everett, no.
Everett, just know that one of the things I look forward to in every version of Cyrano is when Cyrano insults himself. It's a favorite thing ever since I read the story, seeing it on a Roxanne, and here again, just watching that and listening to it. So, like I said, favorite part in every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
And that's definitely you and also be bit of this script. Hope I do it justice. Because ever it's written superbly.
Well, I stand by this was a great cast. I stand by that statement.
Okay. I want to thank you all for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. I can't wait to hear you all do your parts because I haven't been here. I only heard the first read-through. So, yay, we're going to be doing Cyrano soon. Thank you. And
thanks,
you.
Sherry.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. And thank you for chatting with Sherry. Thank you.
Thank you.